RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to harvest rent in central Sulawesi. President Joko Widodo calls on integrated garbage processing mechanism. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to harvest final maize rent on September 19th, which coincides with the finally fanopt Sel Tomini in Farigi District, Central Sulawesi, a regional official said. Hasanuddin Ajo, the head of the Maritime Affairs and Fishery Office at Palu, said in Palu on Tuesday that the president is slated to conduct the first partial harvest of the final maize rind that was culturally using Indonesian supra-intensive technology in Kampal Village, Farigi sub-district, some 80 kilometers east of Palu City. The Indonesian supra-intensive final maize rind culture was launched by chairman of the Indonesian Aquaculture Community, Mai Rohin Dahuri, in 2013. The shrimp culture was launched in the ponds of Sipidewi Windu, Baru District, Central Sulawesi, where the technology was designed and tested for several years. Ajo stated that several officials have inspected the location of the pond where the president would harvest the shrimp. President Joko Widodo said the last few years many ideas of garbage process in Indonesian cities were developed, but none of the Indonesian cities could successfully handle the garbage. When opening a limited meeting at the presidential office on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said a lot of ideas on garbage management could not be materialized due to problems related to regulations. Therefore, the president emphasized that to ensure the successful garbage management, it must be carried out in an integrated and systematic manner by central and regional governments, as well as by communities and businesses, so it could benefit both economically and environmentally and could change public attitudes. Garbage management is very important program. Its management could be done integrated and systematic manner by the central government and regional governments, local communities and businesses. President Joko Widodo assessed the garbage management so far has involved only transporting, collecting and dumping by using all technology. Therefore, Indonesia needs a breakthrough to build an integrated system ranging from household, sorting, picking, selecting up to final waste management facility. President even targets a city as a pilot waste-free city. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry said that they are considering to extend concentrated copper export of PT Freeport Indonesia. The company's export approval letter is known to expire this upcoming July. Director General of Mineral and Coal to the Minister of Energy, Bapan Gatot Aryono, said on Tuesday, June 23rd, that they are looking at the requirements. If it meets the requirements, ministry will certainly allow it. Other than administrative consideration, the government reason to consider the extension is because Freeport demonstrated its intention to build a processing facility and refinery in Gresik. Bambang said Freeport is revising the cooperation deal with the PT Petrokimia Gresik as there will be a change in placing the smelter facility to increase and enhance technology. Previous export approval letter was issued by the Energy Ministry last January 2015. The US-based company was permitted to export 580,000 tons of copper with an export duty imposition of 7.5%. PT Freeport CEO Maruf Shamsuddin said he is trying to meet the actual copper export to submit for an export extension in the upcoming July. The Finance Ministry Customs Office has demanded that importers do their part in reducing the nation's start bondly long dwelling time at the ports. The problem contributes to high costs of doing business in Indonesia, and through the recent IRO President Joko Widodo, importers should process their import licenses prior to their cargo arriving at ports and avoid treating ports as warehouses to stockpile cargo at cheaper rates, said the Finance Minister Acting Director General of Customs, Supratono. He added that dwelling time delays were mostly caused by importers' disobedience during pre-customs clearance. Tanjung Pre-Customs and Excise Office Head Fajar Doni Cahyadi said a number of importers continued to stockpile their cargo at the port to spare them high warehouse costs, even after the license had been issued. The Indonesian Importer Association Ginsi said in a statement that the business group was ready to cooperate with the government to reduce dwelling time in exchange for better services from ministers and institutions in charge at the port. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A number of infrastructure and renewable energy resource projects planned by the provincial government of Bali was eyed by German investors. Such interest is because one of these developed countries has the ability to build infrastructure projects and has a technological advantage compared to other countries. The confirmation was conveyed by German Ambassador to Indonesia, George Wiesel, who visited the office of Bali governor accompanied by a number of commerce and industry administrators of the country. It's important on how to treat garbage in Bali because it's the sources of CO2, including public transportation, George said in the bazaar on Tuesday. Bali Deputy Governor Iketut Sudikerta support the interest of German investor because if it were to be actualized, it will very much help Bali to realize its infrastructure developments. A number of projects being offered by the German investor include toll development of Denpasar Gilimanuk, Denpasar Buleleng Toll, Gor International Jimbaran, Amit Harbun in Karangasem, airport in North Bali, energy generator from garbage materials and trained roads throughout Bali. Betawi was able to make paintings of high artistic value in the eyes of the world. Although it was not much heard, in fact, Betawi art has long recognized by the world despite its existence was difficult to develop its own country. Maestro and pioneer Betawi painting, Sarnadi Adam said, Europe was very appreciated. Betawi painting, it was brought by many invitations of painting festival that invited him to exhibit Betawi painting in European countries. Sarnadi in Jakarta on Tuesday, June 23, said that even in the Netherlands, he has already a permanent exhibition site to showcase his paintings. He said in Den Haag City, Netherlands, at least once on 2 years, the exhibition of Betawi painting always routinely held. A 58-year-old man added that love of European countries to Betawi paintings because of the value of art in the paintings. He said the objects in Betawi paintings, which focus on local arts, became the main attraction. The last item, the rupiah interbank trade rate in Wednesday morning session weakened by 22 points to 13,272 rupiah per dollar from 13,250 rupiah in the previous rate. Somil Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said the US dollar strengthened again against the majority of global currencies, including the rupiah. The data on new housing sales in the US rose above market expectations. The US Commerce Department said new home sales rose 2.2% to seasonally adjusted annual rate of 546,000 units in May, the highest level since February 2008. April sales pace was revised sharply higher. Meanwhile, Ban Himpunan Saudara Forex Market Observer Ruli Nova said the Bank Indonesia predicted the domestic economy in the second quarter of this year would be better than in the previous quarter, before being able to prepare for the rupiah depreciation. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Race Remains Sensitive Issue in the U.S. Listener, it turns out that differences in ethnicity or skin color are still sensitive issues in the United States. Although the country claims itself as one of the most democratic countries in the world, there are quite a lot of incidents which claim lives related to race. One of them is an incident that occurred last June 17. A white man named Dylan Roof shot at blacks in a historic church in Charleston, South Carolina. A total of 9 people were killed in the incident. Charleston Police Department said the shooting occurred in the Emmanuel AME Church at around 9 p.m. local time. The clerk did not give information about the victims. Police Chief Greg Mullen said the police believed the incident was a hate crime. In his statement to the investigator at the court, Dylan Roof, 21 years, admitted he wanted the shooting he did to trigger a race war in the United States. Another racist issue, which has rocked the United States, was a riot in Baltimore. Last April 2015, a major riot occurred shortly after the funeral of a young black man named Freddie Gray, who died of injuries when he was detained by the police. Freddie Gray's death on April 19, 2015, again sparked protests from the U.S. citizens about police treatment of blacks. It increased the incidence of killing of blacks by the police. In this riot, hundreds of looters broke into shops and set fire to buildings and wounded at least 15 police officers. The turmoil spread rapidly to the west of Baltimore. Stores, shopping centers, and vehicles were subjected to looting. A nursing home which is under construction was reported to be on fire, although it was not known whether it was associated with the riot or not. The governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, immediately declared a state of emergency and mobilized the National Guard as firefighters to tackle the fires ignited by looters. Police reportedly arrested 27 people in the incident. After hearing about the shooting incident at the Charleston Church, United States President Barack Obama warned that racism is still a gloomy problem in the U.S., so it must be opposed together. Obama even said the shooting in the black community's church in South Carolina was an example of a curse of racism that has not entirely disappeared from the country. Racism is a system of belief or doctrine which states that biological differences inherent in the human race determine cultural and individual achievement, that a particular race is superior and has the right to organize other races. If racism or hatred of ethnic or other skin color can occur in a country which claims to be the most democratic country in the world, then it is possible that it also happens in other countries. Perhaps one way to remove or at least reduce it is to provide religious education that says that the Lord has created man with various tribes, races, and religions to know and love each other, and there is no one among them who are greater than others. And listener, that was commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from June 24, 1932, historical event. In Siam, changes into constitutional monarchy. The Siamese Revolution of 1932, or the Siamese coup d'etat of 1932, was a crucial turning point in 20th century Thai history. The revolution, a coup d'etat, was a nearly bloodless transition on 24th of June 1932, which changed the system of government in Siam from an absolute monarchy to a constitutional monarchy. The revolution was brought about by a comparatively small group of military and civilians who formed Siam's first political party, the Khana Ratsadon or People's Party. It ended 150 years of absolutism under the Chakri dynasty and almost 700 years of absolute rule of kings over Thai history. It was a product of global historical change as well as domestic social and political changes. It also resulted in the people of Siam being granted their first constitution. On June 24, 1948, the Soviet Union imposed air blockade in Berlin. The day after 18th of June 1948 announcement of the new Deutsche Mark, Soviet Guard halted all passenger trains and traffic on the Autobahn to Berlin, delayed Western and German freight shipments, and required that all water transport secure special Soviet permission. On June 21st, the day the Deutsche Mark was introduced, the Soviets halted a United States military supply train to Berlin and sent it back to Western Germany. On June 22nd, the Soviets announced that they would introduce a new currency in their zone. This was known as the Ostmark. The Soviets launched a massive propaganda campaign condemning Britain, the United States, and France by radio, newspaper, and loudspeaker. The Soviets conducted well-advertised military maneuvers just outside the city. After land blockade enforcement, finally, on June 24, 1948, the Soviet Union imposed a blockade of air in the city of Berlin. A few years later, the Soviet Union eventually built a series of Great Wall in Berlin, so that Germany was split into two parts, namely West Germany and East Germany. We conclude the segment of Today in History with another historical event on June 24, 1975, the plane crash of Eastern Airlines of Flight 66. Eastern Airlines Flight 66, a Boeing 727-225, registered as N8845E, departed from New Orleans Moisson Field, bound for John F. Kennedy International Airport on the afternoon of Tuesday, June 24, 1975. The aircraft carried 124 people, including 116 passengers and 8 crews. As the aircraft was on its final approach into New York, Kennedy at 4:05 p.m. EST, the crew entered a microburst or wind shear environment caused by a severe thunderstorm. The aircraft continued its descent until it began striking the approach lights approximately 2,400 feet or 730 meters from the threshold of runway 221. Of the 124 people on board, 106 passengers and 6 crew members died. 10 passengers and 2 flight attendants who were seated in the rear of the aircraft survived. One surviving passenger died 9 days later from injuries sustained in the accident. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome back to Voice Green. In today's edition, we'll talk about shark endangered species. Listener, shark is one of the species of fish that received international attention. From year to year, shark populations are threatened by extinction. Didi Sadili of the Directorate for Conservation Areas and Type Fish, Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, said there are several types of sharks in Indonesia that are listed in Appendix 2 of CITES,
a Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Flora and Fauna. In 2002, whale sharks listed in Appendix 2. Furthermore, according to Didi, in 2013, cowboy shark and hammerhead shark also listed in Appendix 2 of CITES. It means the shark are marketed internationally.
Tahun 2013, 5 spesies hiu masuk daftar appendix 2 CITES, 4 spesies terdapat.
In 2013, 5 shark species get listed in Appendix 2 of CITES. A species found in Indonesia consists of 2 species of manta rays and 3 species of sharks. In some places, the shark is a life support of fishermen, such as in the north coast of Java, but the shark actually not become the target of fishermen, only sight catching.
Rata-rata hiu itu bukan sebagai target tangkapan nelayan. Dia hanya tangkapan sampingan dari nelayan, tetapi cukup menopang.
Didi added, the Indonesian government in this regard, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries also have national regulation to protect shark populations. Based on the decree of the Minister of Marine and Fisheries, whale sharks and sow's shark are designated as animal on fully protected stages. Therefore, it should not be used to be captured, traded, or eaten. The shark may only be used for tourism activities. Meanwhile, according to Didi, 4 hammerhead shark and cowboy shark are prohibited to be exported. However, it still may be used for domestic purposes. Researchers from the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Suharsono, said Indonesia is the biggest types of shark country in the world. In addition, Indonesia also has wider waters compared to other countries. It is said the shark species has become an international issue, along with the high level of exploitation toward various types of marine predators. The shark's main product is its fins. The market demand for shark fins is contributing to the threat of extinction of these animals. Director of Coral Triangle of World Wildlife Fund Indonesia, Wawan Ridwan, said that the existence of shark is very important to keep balance of marine ecosystem.
Kenapa hiu ini harus menjadi perhatian?
Why the shark should be a concern? Ecologically, shark as top predator, which serve to maintain the balance of the population of other existing species. Therefore, the fishery scientists believed if the shark ecology extinct, then the possibility of fish populations and other ecosystem becomes unhealthy. This is the most important position.
Maka kemungkinan populasi ikan dan ekosistem yang lain akan menjadi tidak sehat.
Wawan Ridwan said, sustainable management of shark requires cooperation from various parties, such as scientists, government, and NGOs. WWF encourages the recovery of the population with good management. According to Wawan, if the mutual commitment in the management growing well and shark populations is getting more increased, then the sharks can be utilized. The sharks are no longer need to get the status of protection so that it can be used and captured by setting the number of catching. That was Voy Green.
Here are the headlines of several national newspapers published today, Wednesday, June 24. I'm Daud Pane. We start with Kompas newspaper. Kompas, in its headlines, writes, emergency road for mudik is prepared. The government is preparing four scenarios solving traffic flow for mudik or returning hometown from Kanci exit toll to Pejagan, Brebes, Central Java. One of the four scenarios is by taking the Pejagan-Pemalang planned toll road as long as 20.6 kilometers. Head of the Traffic Police of Brebes, Assistant Commissioner Andi Julikas Randy, said on Tuesday, Pejagan-Pemalang toll on Pejagan, Brebes section of the eastern part will be used for the travelers with personal vehicles.
for trucks, buses, and shuttles will be directed to the North Coast route of Central Java in Cisanggarung. Media Indonesia, in its headlines, writes, "Do not for accommodation fund aspiration." Although it was not unanimously, the House of Representatives still endorsed the draft regulation on procedures electoral district development program or aspiration funds. Rejection from the people was sticking out, and the government is asked to reject the wish of the parliament. The decision was taken in a plenary session led by the Deputy Speaker of the House, Fahri Hamzah, and only attended by 314 of the 560 members of the parliament in the House building Senayan on Tuesday. Each member of the House will get 20 billion rupiahs for the aspiration funds annually. Meanwhile, Republika newspaper writes, "Take care, aspiration fund." Corruption Eradication Commission KPK warned the potential for corruption for the project proposed by the members of parliament or aspiration fund. The potential for corruption from the beginning has had to be recalculated. KPK Deputy Chairman Julkarnain on Tuesday said the House should establish guidelines to assess the parliament's readiness to manage and take account for their financial activities. If the system is not made properly, the risks of fraud will appear. Koran Tempo, in its headlines, writes, "The selection of KPK is not transparent." Vice Chairman of the Law Commission of the House of Representatives, Benny Kabur Harman, questions the selection of prospective leadership of the Corruption Eradication Commission, which seems closed. "The untransparency in the selection minimizes public participation in giving an assessment on the candidates' track records." Meanwhile, researchers from the Center for Anti-Corruption Study of the University of Gajah Mada on Tuesday, Havdil Alim, also says the selection committee for the KPK leadership ignores the law on the commission. Well, listener, that was the headlines of national newspapers published today, June 24, 2015.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to harvest Vanaf Mei Srint on September 19, which coincides with the final event of Sale Tomini in Parigi District, Central Sulawesi, a regional official said. Asanuddin Aco, the head of the Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Office at Palu, said in Palu on Tuesday that the president is slated to conduct the first partial harvest of the Vanaf Mei Srint that was cultured using Indonesian superintensive technology in Kampal Village, Parigi Sub-District, some 80 kilometers east of Palu City. President Joko Widodo said that the last few years, many ideas of garbage process in Indonesian cities were developed, but none of the Indonesian cities could successfully handle the garbage. When opening a limited meeting at the presidential office on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo said that a lot of areas on garbage management could not be materialized due to problems related to regulations. The Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry said that they are considering to extend concentrated copper export of PT Freeport Indonesia. The company's export approval letter is known to expire this upcoming July. Director General of Mineral and Coal to the Minister of Energy, Bambang Gatot Aryono, said on Tuesday that they are looking at the requirements. The Finance Ministry's Customs Office has demanded that importers do their part in reducing the nation's start bluntly long dwelling time at ports. The problem contributes to high cost of doing business in Indonesia and through the recent era of Indonesian Joko Widodo. A number of infrastructure and renewable energy resource projects planned by the provincial government of Bali was eyed by German investors. Such interest is because one of these developed countries has the ability to build infrastructure projects and has technological advantage compared to other countries. Betawi was able to make paintings of high artistic value in the eyes of the world. Although it was not much heard, in fact, Betawi art has long recognized by the world despite its existence was difficult to develop its own country. The rupiah interbank trade rate in Wednesday morning session weakened by 22 points to 13,272 rupiah per dollar from 30,250 rupiah in the previous state. Samuel Securitas economist Ranga Chitta said the U.S. dollar strengthened again against the majority of the global currencies, including the rupiah, after data on new housing sales in the U.S. rose above market expectations. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the frequencies of 9525 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Naraja Waterfall in Kepulauan Anambas Regency, Riau Islands Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Kepulauan Anambas or Anambas Island is a small archipelago in Indonesia. located 150 nautical miles northeast of Batam Island in the South China Sea, between the Malaysian mainland to the west and the island of Borneo to the east. Geographically part of the Tuju Archipelago, it is administratively a regency in Riau Islands province. Anambas have a large reserve of natural gas that is exported to countries such as Singapore and Malaysia. The island of Matak is the main base for oil exploration. The other islands are Siantan or Terempa, Mubur, Jemaja, and Kiabu or Airabu. According to CNN, the Anambas Islands are one of the Southeast Asia's most spectacular coastal spots, with good snorkeling and diving. The main island, Pulau Bawah, is an inhabited, naturally protected lagoon. The shipwrecked vessel Seven Skies and Igara attract a variety of indigenous marine life and offer diving opportunities. Visiting Anambas, everybody will be served with beautiful sea and various diving spots with various marine lives. Besides marine tourism, this regency also has another tourism object such as Naraja Waterfall, or popularly called Ulu Maras Waterfall. Visiting this waterfall, tourists will be amazed with the beautiful landscape. It is located at Ulu Maras Village, East Jemaja Sub-District. This waterfall becomes one of icons in Anambas. The location is sharply in the middle of the mountain at Ulu Maras Village, which is lush covered by tropical forest trees and residence plantation. To enter the waterfall complex is free of charge. At Naraja Waterfall, tourists can take a bath, swim, and soak at its pool. There are two natural pools. The first pool is located near the top of the waterfall. The other is under the waterfall. The two pools are around 10 meters times 10 meters wide. The water flows heavily from the top. On the left and right of the waterfall, there are trees with various sizes. These trees are quite shady and make the situation surrounding the waterfall keep on fresh. If you like to explore the nature, this waterfall offers adrenaline adventure. You can climb from the peak through the footpath. After that, you can try the streaming of the waterfall. But please, do not forget to prepare all necessary things before going to Naraja Waterfall. Listener, although located at the middle of the forest, this waterfall complex is completed with dressing ropes. There are also three gazebos to take a rest. And if you visit the waterfall, please do not forget to bring your own food and beverage, because there are no stalls in here. To go to the waterfall, you can use sea transportation from Tanjung Pinang City, the capital city of Riau Islands province, to Letung Seaport in Jemaja Sub-District. The trip is continued by using land transportation to Naraja Waterfall. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Naraja Waterfall in Anambas Regency, Riau Islands Province. We meet you again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back in Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Pergi ke Kertosono, or in English means Going to Kertosono. So stay tuned. Listener, as usual, first we will introduce you to several vocabularies and expressions that relate to our topic today. I will read them two times and you can repeat after me. Hendak kemana? Hendak kemana? Which means, where will you go? Menjenguk. Menjenguk. Which means, to see. Saudara. Saudara, which means brother or sister. Sakit, sakit, which means ill or sick. Di mana, which means where. Letak, letak, which means location. Jawa Timur, Jawa Timur, which means East Java. Naik apa ke Kertosono? Naik apa ke Kertosono, which means how do you go to Kertosono? Kereta api, kereta api, which means train. Selamat jalan, selamat jalan, which means goodbye. Hati-hati, hati-hati, which means take care. Now let's follow an example of a conversation between Doni or A and Lucy or B. I will say the sentence two times and you can repeat after me.
Hai Lucy, kamu hendak kemana? Hai Lucy, kamu hendak kemana? Which means, Hai Lucy, where will you go?
Saya ingin pergi ke Kertosono untuk menjenguk saudara yang sakit. Saya ingin pergi ke Kertosono untuk menjenguk saudara yang sakit. Which means, I want to go to Kertosono to see my brother who is sick.
Di mana letak Kertosono? Di mana letak Kertosono? Which means, where is Kertosono located?
Di Jawa Timur. Di Jawa Timur. Which means, in East Java.
Naik apa kamu ke sana? Naik apa kamu ke sana? Which means, how do you go there?
Naik kereta api. Naik kereta api, which means by train.
Baiklah, selamat jalan. Hati-hati ya. Baiklah, selamat jalan. Hati-hati ya. Which means alright, goodbye and take care.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening and we meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we'll meet again with Music Corner, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition of Music Corner, we'll introduce you to Afu Band. Well, let's listen to their hit song entitled Ratu Menangis. The song tells about a sense of loss that is dedicated with dynamic beat music. Let's enjoy the song.
Bagai pacarmu, bila kau tahu lagi mencintai diriku, karena cintaku bukan hanya kau.
listener, Afu Band is a newcomer band in the Indonesian music industry from Ternate. The band consisted of Fajar, the vocalist, Uya, the keyboardist, Jimmy, guitarist, Azul, guitarist, Hyril, the bassist, and Agan, the drummer. Their performance in 2010 was initiated by releasing their debut album, which consists of 7 songs in an interesting pop music packaging. For their debut album, Afu Band take the song Ratu Menangis as their top song. Some other songs such as Terpilih, Bukan Cinta Biasa, Superstar, and Terasa are presented with nice and dynamic tone into cheerful and ballad music. Fajar, the vocalist of the band, said that as a whole, the album offered something different compared to other music groups that enliven the music industry in the country. Well, listener, let's listen to Afu Band entitled Pengadilan Cinta. Enjoy the song. The name of Afu itself was taken from the clove tree, which only grow at the foothills of Mount Gamalama, Ternate, which has 390 years old. It is the oldest stove tree in the world that is still growing there. The clove tree was firstly found by Captain James Scott in the 12th century in Makian Island, the original place of Afu clove. Fajar's claim may not excessive, with a good level of musicality. Avu have strong characteristics in the lyrics and music touch. They hope Avu could be a top band in accordance with the philosophical of Avu Tree that became the mascot and the pride of Ternate people. Dear listener, before we conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the next two songs of Avu Band entitled Seperti Dahulu and Sujudku. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Ku melangkah sejauh langkahku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.